Okay, guys. Sorry about that. I know that's terrible. All right. I kind of threw this together last minute, but I did do a little show prep earlier through the day, so I have some notes I want to go through. First thing, it's a pretty funny story. So the reason I wasn't sure if I was going to go live tonight is I went to a baseball game with my family. And, I don't usually ever do anything lately other than research, which isn't good. I need to get out and do some things, but I just don't enjoy the same things, So I go to the baseball game tonight. We go to the, it's the local single A baseball team. It's in my city. It's in Lowell. Anybody that knows, it's the Spinners. If anybody knows where I'm from, so we go to the game and it's fucking NASA appreciation night. I'm not even joking. I'm not even joking. Some of you guys know that I worked like a science, future scientist and future doctors convention not that long ago at my other job, and I went over to the place tonight to watch the game. It's NASA Appreciation Night. They had this guy I've never heard of. His name is I think like Jeff Finahan or something, and he was supposedly from Lowell. And he's an astronaut, and he's been to the space for the space. He's been to space 4 times. I've never heard of the fucking guy in my life, right? I'll tell you who I have heard of from Lowell, though, is Ed fucking McMahon. Okay, Ed McMahon's from my hometown, and he definitely worked for Publishers Clearing House. But we'll get back to that after. We can always pull that card out. So I go to the baseball game. It's this guy. He's out there. He's throwing the first pitch, but it's better than that. First 1,000 fans get a free bobblehead doll. My nephew left with three of them. There's three of them in the house right now. NASA bobblehead dolls from tonight. I'm not even joking. So then what happens? They do like a little pitch and putt. They got the little kids out there because it's a minor league game. It's not like the pros. So they can bring out like the little Boy Scouts. This is what they were. And they're out there doing the pitch and putt after the third inning. So you know how sometimes they'll throw like inflatable balls into the crowd or souvenirs or whatever. They threw a bunch of inflatable globes into the crowd where I was sitting. This is what I was dealing with tonight before the show. I was already fired up to do a show. And then the whole time they're at the game, they were just like, oh my God. They were like, and come talk to Jeff after, and he'll tell you what satellites are like near Pluto, what's it like to be on the Mars, how humans eat in space, how they do this, how they do that. And I'm just like, oh. And my family's like razzing me. So these are the same people that won't listen to my conversations about flat Earth or anything like that, but it's okay for them to be like, "Oh, why don't you go talk to this guy?" And I literally said, "Dude, if I went and talked to this guy, I'd embarrass the shit out of him." And hey, it is what it is, right? I mean, and I'm not just saying me. Any one of you in the chat right now would embarrass the shit out of the guy as well. I mean, the guy's working off a bunch of fucking lies. That's the simple fact of it. Yeah, so that's what I dealt with at the baseball stadium tonight, NASA night. Out of all people to go to NASA night, of course it had to be me, right? You guys can see me on the camera, right? I'm pretty sure you can. If you can't, let me know. And if anybody can check Facebook real quick without getting distracted, just let me know if I'm streaming through there. Let Simone know. She's in the chat. I'm not a robot. Let her know. Okay. All right, here's another good one. Ready for this? So NASA, oh, hang on. I don't think I'm screen sharing in my Facebook one. Give me 1 second, guys. Oh, I don't know. Hopefully you guys can see me. So whatever. I'm not even gonna worry about it right now. Okay, so check it out. The other story that I haven't addressed yet is because, oh, look who's here. Where's my, I don't know where your wrench is. Where did it go? Why can't I make you a moderator, Glow? Oh, I have to come in on my other account. I can't do that right now, Glow, because I'm signed in under Brian, but I'm on the Real News Online broadcasting, so I can't even give you the wrench at the second. So yeah, I don't even got a wrench right now. All right, how's that? Yeah. So never mind the whole baseball thing tonight. It was as crazy as it is. Even before that, I got so sidetracked with everything that happened with getting banned from YouTube and all that shit. All right. I got so sidetracked with it that I totally forgot to talk about the probe that was going to touch the surface of the sun. Okay. we have talked about this before in the past, and when we've talked about it, it's been It's been a joke because I remember I looked into it, you know, just to see what they were saying, like the surface of the sun was, and you know what type of shield and they were going to supposedly use, you know, the whole fucking bullshit story that they're going to give. I just wanted to see what the story was. So I go and I look at the story, and it said that the surface of the sun is 1300 degrees. Well, let's look back at 9/11 for a minute, which we know, you know, everything they said is totally bullshit, right? Let's go look at 9/11 for a minute, though. And they told us that, you know, the steel, you know, weaken. It, for the steel to weaken, we know it has to be at least like 2,500 degrees. So you're telling me that the World Trade Center is twice as hot as the surface of the fucking sun from 93 million miles away that heats this planet allegedly? You're telling me that it's only 1,300 degrees, dude? So that means like, say I was an iron worker and I went and worked all day. I could come home. Hey, honey, I'm home. How was it today? Oh, it was hotter than the fucking surface of the sun in there. I wouldn't even be lying, would I? It's crazy. And I'm just going to show the image right now because I know not everybody has seen it. And I'm just going to show it real quick because it is such a joke. Let me do a screen share real quick for you guys. You guys are going to like this. This is good. Let me see. I can't grab my pictures as an application. I don't like that. I'll do the whole screen share though. Hang on. Check this out. So this is the probe that is going up 93 million miles in to touch the surface of the sun. Check this out. I know my thing's loading slow. I'm sorry. I got so many things streaming at once. Oh wow, this is going really slow, huh? I'm not gonna let this hold me up because that'll just slow my show down. Let me just get it off the screen then. You guys can look at it after. You guys can see it right there. I know you can. I'll make it a little bigger, but me just clicking on it all the way, it's just not. Look at this. I mean, come on, dude. This thing, and they'll tell you that when rockets do this, it's because they're going around the curve of the Earth. Dude, if that's the curve of the fucking Earth that thing's going around, let me tell you, the Earth is like fucking 3 miles big, dude. Like, that's fucking ridiculous. Who would believe that? There it is. You guys can see it. There it is. Look at this. That's going to the sun, boys and girls. I'll tell you right now, that thing's not going farther than the fucking Bermuda Triangle. Sun my fucking ass. Such fucking bullshit. Sorry. That pisses me off. Yeah. Okay. So I'm going to bring a guest on in a few minutes. Just want to. You know what? I'll just bring him on now. So let me just get him the link. Not talk amongst yourselves, but talk amongst yourselves for 1 second. Let me just grab him a link real quick. Sorry. I know I'm usually way more prepared than this. I'm a friggin' retard right now. Give me a second, and I'll be able to send him a link right here. So tonight, right? Tonight we're gonna open the phones all night. So anybody that wants to call in, you just dial 978. 435-0006. Simone, if you can just throw that in the chat for me. And good, I got that link out, so I'll get right back to what I was doing. All right, Del Coro, thank you. Appreciate it. Talk to you soon. Try and catch the show on the you know, in the archive when it's up on the channel. It'll be up obviously when we're off, and it'll be back on my main channel once I can get it uploaded later at night. Okay, so person I invited, once you come on, just let me know you're here. You'll be right on the air. Okay, I want to bounce around a little bit. I want to talk a little bit about the Mandela effect. And then once my guest gets on here, I'm going to bounce back to Flat Earth a little bit. I'm going to get into some general censorship issues, some fear tactics used by the media, by the government, how it's really put everybody in a state of fear that they don't need to be into. I mean, there is some fear that needs to be had, but to a point where when you don't let it control you don't let their events manipulate you. And Joey, is that you, brother?
Aloha, Brother Brian.
Aloha, Brother Brian. How are you?
I'm doing good, brother. How are you doing?
Awesome, Brother. Thanks for having me on your show. I sound a little mixed up.
Yeah.
You're cut off.
Yeah, you know what? I have so many windows going because I'm trying to do this here and Facebook and backup recordings and everything. I think I just clicked the wrong window shut, is what I did. Like an idiot, you know? But whatever. It is what it is, you know?
What's up to the chat? I'm a huge fan of Brian, so I'm stoked to have you let me be on your show, brother. But to everybody in the chat, just do me one big favor. Right now, while the show's live, copy and paste this YouTube and share it on a couple of your favorite social medias like Facebook, Truth Groups, so we can get a bigger audience, okay? Because it's all about getting a bigger audience to get this message out. So that's my request. And what's up, chat room?
Do you have a headset or something? Because you're making an echo, people are saying. Oh, it's gone now. They said it's gone now. That sometime is just the hangout. You're good. You should be good. The hangout, when you connect, sometimes 15, 20 seconds, it does that. So did you hear what I said about going to the ballpark tonight? And it was NASA night. You're muted, by the way.
Yeah, I did. I'm just going to mute myself when you talk, just so the reverberation doesn't happen, because I don't have my headphones. But yeah, I was listening to your conversation about that, brother. I love it, man. You need to be a stand-up comedian. You need to be a truther comedian. That'd be awesome.
Oh, man. I don't know about that, but it was like a circus, man. It really was, because I dealt with this like about a month ago at my other job. One of my two jobs. I don't know why I always say my other job. So I was there and I was working like a convention, and there was like 9,000 people there, and they were there for a whole week, and we worked doubles all week. I worked like 76 hours that week, and it was all future scientists and future doctors. So for 2 days I had to hear medical industry fraud, and then for the last 3 days they brought NASA astronauts in, they brought fucking all that. They had a guy that was flying around with the fucking jetpack out in the parking lot. Like, dude, it was, I almost lost my damn mind, you know. Like, and then tonight I just kind of laugh it off. But it's crazy because, like, everybody, they just blurt out mad shit over the loudspeaker. They're just like, Pluto, eh, people going nuts, fucking, you don't even know. That's all he said, Pluto. Oh, he's going to talk to you about satellite. He's going to talk to you about what they eat, how they go to the bathroom, they even said. I'm like, oh, my God, dude.
Brian, as hard as we're fighting for the truth, in their inconspicuous ways, they're promoting their lies. That's how they promote their lies. So as hard as we're fighting, they're indoctrinating people by every time they're celebrating the space camp, making it more and more real, more and more believable. So they're fighting us. You know, they're trying to win over the generation just like we are, you know. Crazy.
I know. Well, it's so frustrating because it's like we know that, you know, say me and you don't agree on it. Nobody agrees on everything. Let's just say we're not even like, you know, 80%. Even I think we're pretty close on a lot of things. Let's just say we're not even 80, 90% close. Let's say we agree on 40%. Well, it doesn't even matter because still these people are lying to us and manipulating us. So everybody with everybody's different ideas, we all need to come together because they have the numbers. Amen. They have the systems in place, but we have the truth on our side. You know, they can't prove anything. If we put it to them, they can't prove any of it because it doesn't exist.
Yeah. Perfectly put. Even if we only agree 40%, whatever percent, 90% would be even better, right? Because it's more fun to get along with that kind of person. But the bottom line is they are lying. They're the enemy. We need to team up. There's the only way we'll win is in numbers. Unity wins. And that's what we have to remember with all the, you know, within the 9/11 community, there's those that argue with each other that it was a hologram or it was not. I mean, that's great to have fun with, but it really divides.
It's a good discussion, but the division isn't necessary.
They did. And we're the victims, and we need to join forces. We don't all have to agree on the same thing and then join forces. It'll be too late by then. They're working hard right now to indoctrinate our children in school.
Yeah, they really are. And that's, you know, people want to say, you know, NASA is the number one enemy. And I know for the last 4 years being a flat earther, I've said this. But when I really reflect on it, you know, it's obviously a combination of things. The media, I mean, is probably still the number one enemy. But you could say the media, you could say NASA, you could say the education system, the medical system, the fake political system, the fucking military, the Vatican, the royal families. I mean, you can go on and on. It's all, you know, you can't just name one part of it, you know. It's all one big system, but it's all built off the same foundation of lies, all of it. So it can all crumble if we really – we don't have to get 60%, 70% of the people awake. Our numbers are big, but our numbers are low. Like our numbers might be 5%, 10%. If we get to 30, 40% realizing these things that we talk about, it's going to create a serious problem for them, and it's going to reach the tipping point. Do you know what I'm saying?
Amen to that, brother. And we're almost there. We're getting so close. There's a lot of closet flat earthers or closet truthers, whatever you want to call them. but just the ones that are vocal, man, there's so many, you know what I mean? Like on Facebook, I'm like a Facebook warrior. That's where I try to promote all my truth at, right? I can't even get past trying to type out comments back to people without seeing this person's going live. This person's talking about this truth. This person's talking about that truth.
Yeah.
I mean, brother, it's just like, it's like,
it's just,
it's, you know, it's a, the conscious awakening is happening fast.
It really is. And it's across the board on a lot of topics. You know what I mean? It's not.
I know, brother. I mean, even
and you know, I know you know.
Are concerned. There's vaccine people going crazy out there. There's abortion people. There's nutrition. There's the pharmaceutical industry.
Even the stuff I haven't even looked in a lot, like this, like the stuff that my buddy Mike is looking into, like with the ancient people and giants and stuff. Like, there's a lot of validity to a lot of that. There's a lot of truths out there that need to be looked at, and people need to stop having the perspective that what they look at is the only one important ultimate truth, when in reality, it's like it's 9/11, it's Mandela Effect, it's Flat Earth, it's NASA, it's you know, JFK, it's whatever you want, Apollo. All these things are fucking big, dude. You have to look at everything. And, I mean, you don't have to look deep into every, you know, fake terror event once you know that they're all fake. But to a point, you have to look at, like, everything. Like, you have to get an idea of how
to do to manipulate the masses as well. You know, sometimes when you see their stuff and you just go, oh, okay, that's what they're trying to do, gun control. Oh, that's what they're trying to do, incite racism. Oh, that's what, you know what I mean? And you just kind of see what they're trying to do. But the bottom line is, what you're doing is, in my opinion, what you're doing is the most positive thing that every truther can possibly do. This is like, you know, you become a truther because you're intelligent and you take your governor off. Well, if you really want to win this war, not only do you unite, just like this show's doing, but you also go live on video and show your own face. And you, by doing that, you encourage other people to do the same thing. And if we all do that, then we win by proxy of us being brave enough to stand up to ridicule. And that's all it really is. So.
Yeah. And the thing about ridicule, I wanted to address that tonight, because there's been a big issue with, and I'm not going to spend a lot of time on it. I'm going to make a quick point. There's been a huge issue with trolls lately. And as you guys know, I got banned for 90 days from YouTube for 9/11 content. They said I was bullying and harassing. Anybody that knows me knows I wasn't bullying and harassing anybody. They know what the deal is and they know why I got banned. It's because the content is that sensitive. Okay. Everybody knows that. Okay. So that's a bullshit thing that they throw at flat earthers. They throw at 9/11 truthers. They threw it at me before for exposing the Ariana Grande thing. I got a 3-month ban then, but at the time I had never done a live video in my life, so I didn't even care about it. It went and it went by and I forgot about it. Now it's really aggravating. The day before the ban, we did a show, maybe 2 days before, me, Gloria, and Paul. And, you know, all my videos are very positive with the thumbs up and thumbs down. I know that doesn't mean a lot. It's just a stupid little system they have. But they're like 30-0, 51-4. Like, there's not a bunch with a bunch of thumbs down. And one day we had like 2 trolls in the chat that kept coming. All of a sudden my thumbs down went up to 30 on the video, like before the thumbs up even went up there. And then the next day, somebody made a video on me, and I'm not even going to put their name out there because they don't even deserve it. They were calling me the Mandela Effect shill, and dude, they made the worst video you've ever seen in your life. I'll show people after if you go. I'll put the link in the notes after, all right? But I'm not even going to play it on the air. For it. It's so stupid. It's 60 seconds long, and it's like it's a clip from some movie.
Send it to me on instant message later, brother. I want to check it out. So basically they roasted me.
No, like I've had a lot of shit done to me with 9/11 and people legit coming after me and all types of shit. Like, this is like the biggest joke. And I was trying to tell my Mandela Effect friends, like, this is just a low level troll. Like, so, but the reason I'm bringing this up is because I'm not going to address this person. I'm done with it now. And I'm at the stage now where we've been doing this so long, Joey, you know, like when you first come into Flat Earth, okay, there's different people. Like, I like a lot of the same channels you do, I'm sure. And some people are going to hear this and they're going to say, oh, Brian, he likes this person and they're a shill. I don't want to hear none of that. You don't have proof somebody's a shill. I don't want to fucking hear it. And if you keep coming with it, I'm just going to end up blocking you because you're the one that's bringing the fucking negativity to the table, okay? So my point is, when I come in, you come in and there's people for different roles. Like, you come in and, like, Mark Sargent's a real good icebreaker. Jaronism is really, really good. Probably my favorite. The Globusters show always progresses. ODD makes great polished videos to bring beginners in, and he does the music. You know what I'm saying? Well, now I feel that we're at the point now where we don't need to deal with the fucking trolls or the people that say, why don't you fall off the edge and all this shit. We can let the other people that have been in for a year or two now deal with that. And now let's focus on making the connections with everybody and progressing the discussion. Do you know what I'm saying? Does that make sense?
Preach it, brother. Woo! I love it.
That's what I'm about now.
Amen.
I'm not even dealing. I used to go and defend myself against everybody. And if somebody does a really big thing on me, I will at least defend myself once. But other shit, I'm just brushing it off. If you come on and say, we're fucking retarded, it's just bad memory, or why doesn't the water fall off the edge, or how to fucking, and you guys flat earthers are stupid, or you're fucking stupid to suggest that 3,000 people didn't die and there weren't airplanes in New York and I saw the airplane. And it's just like, you know what? I'm just going to block them, dude. I don't even give a fuck. I used to be that guy, but now I'm being this guy.
You know why, Brian? There's enough of us. Provably, there's enough of us.
That's what I'm saying.
You don't need to worry about them anymore. All we really have to worry about, just like you were saying, brother, is uniting everybody. Brother, we got numbers. We can do it this year.
Big numbers. And then think about if we unite the communities like we've been trying to do, how big those numbers are. I mean, they're starting to – I mean, we already outnumber these fucking people that control us. Billion to one. I was going to say a billion to one, but I don't believe there's even, you know, multiple billions of people. That's a whole other story. I think the population hoax, scarcity of everything. I mean, we can get into that. I know you probably – you know, agree with most of that anyways, but I'm just saying they outnumber us so greatly. Okay. So greatly. If we joined the 9/11 truthers and the flat earthers and the other people know about NASA and the people that know about the Federal Reserve and the people that know about the vaccines and the chemtrails and the Mandela effect and all these communities together, like, dude, we got an army of people. And it's like, let's stop the fighting amongst each other over dumb shit. In the Mandela community, let's stop arguing over who found residue first. And I posted this a day ago. Who gives a fuck? You know what I mean? Like, you find evidence on something, you share it. That's what we're doing. You know, like, yeah, if somebody says, hey, I'm the one that originally dug this up and they don't give you credit for it, that's one thing. But, you know, people are just sharing stuff for all these topics. Dude, encourage people to share it. Let's not get, you know, I did this and you did that and I discovered this. You didn't really discover shit. This is a fucking thing that's happening. What's that?
I'm saying that along the lines of what you're saying, that's their ego that's still left behind. You know, they want the credit for it. Nah, man. But the credit is we win. That's it. We win at all costs. You should be lucky. You should be stoked that your information went out. You know what I mean? And give credit out of respect. But you know what I mean? Just information does not need to be withheld. So just get it out there as fast as possible. And unite, like you're saying, brother, you're dropping gems, man. This stuff needs to be shared. I'm going to share this in 100 different groups, Brian. You know I will too, of Flat Earth groups. Because this is my message I'm always talking about. I'm always talking about unity. And you're just putting it really raw. And I love it, brother. You're hitting it on the nail each time.
Thanks, man. That's what I'm all about, bro. You know, we don't need that division. And we certainly don't need, you know, and this is what frustrates me the most. And I consider myself a veteran of at least the three communities of 9/11, Mandela, and Flat Earth. I've dug into them enough to at least say that, okay? And so I know how the communities go. And it's such a shame that there's so many people, and this goes for all three. I'm not singling anybody out and other communities. You know, I'm just not – was never as deep into them, so I can't speak on the community, but I'm sure it goes on, okay? But in the 9/11, the Mandela, and the Flat Earth communities, there's so many people that will say you're a 9/11 truther, we'll start with. You will ridicule people that, you know, will tell you that, oh, two planes hit and it was 19 Muslims. And if you're a Flat Earth, you'll ridicule Globies for this and that and this. But then you'll ridicule people about a Mandela effect, but you'll never look into it. The same reason that, you know, you would ridicule non 9/11 truthers because they wouldn't look into it. It's like you can't ridicule any one of these other big topics if you don't look into it. If you don't get to it because you're so immersed in Flat Earth, or you're so immersed in the Mandela effect, or you're so immersed in the Federal Reserve, then just be honest. Hey, I haven't looked yet. What do you got? You know, and then have an opinion and have an open conversation. You don't have to say, oh, I definitely agree with you. I have open conversations with people all the time about stuff that they have way greater knowledge about what they're talking about, because that's what they focus on. You can't focus on everything. We know that. I try and be a jack of all trades, but let's be honest. It comes down to a few topics, you know, but it doesn't come down to fucking every topic. And when you start to make these connections, Joey, like I have with you, like I have with Paul, like I have with James and Justin in the past, RD, I don't want to go down the list because I'm going to forget people, you know, all types of people, Gloria, you know, everybody, Brian, it just goes on and on. you make these connections and you start to gain trust, and you start to read people. You know if you can trust them, if they have discernment, and if at least what they say to you is honest. And then, like, if they look more into a topic than you do, and you look more into this topic, then you guys can share research, save each other time, but still check out what the person is saying, make sure it's valid. You can share different theories that when pieced together, they might put the whole puzzle together, because I might have a piece, you might have a piece, she might have a piece. If we don't share it all and we're worried about who's getting credit for it, or where, you know, I'm not looking at your stuff, you're not looking at mine, well, how the fuck are we going to get anywhere?
Yeah, exactly, brother. That mindset has to change. And think of it like this. This is how I think about it. I know you think of it this way, Brian. Is like, why would you want to throw their information to the side? It's got to be something that we have to think about as a community. And it's ego. We don't want somebody else to know something that we didn't know, because we consider ourselves an elevated truther. There ain't no such thing. If you've been a truther for a week, or if you've been a truther for 10 years and you're the one that helps pioneer this whole thing, you're a soldier and so am I. It don't matter. We're trying to win against the bad guys. So people need to get their statuses off their back and just realize we're all in this together. And just, yeah. Your advice, brother, is golden, man.
And the other thing, too, is people don't realize where if you – because these topics are all tied together. You would agree with that, correct? At least the bigger topics.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
It's all part of the same control system, the same people manipulating us, and each one has a different desired effect on us. And they're all tied together. To say that they're not, you got to be a fucking idiot, okay? So they're all tied together. So to think that having knowledge at least a little bit in a few of the topics rather than just focusing on one, to think that that isn't going to help you figure things out, you got to be crazy, because there's all sorts of things that happen between Flat Earth and Mandela where, like, people will think it's a Mandela thing, but I'll know it's a Flat Earth thing, or vice versa. People think it's a Flat Earth thing, but I'll know it's a Mandela effect. So it helps me see things on both sides of the fence because I have a little bit of knowledge about both. So it's only going to help you, man. And there's just so much to learn. Like, it's never done. Like, I used to think 9/11, you know, that was it, dude. You know what I mean? And that was for so long. It's the biggest thing of my lifetime. And then there's still Flat Earth, which is at least on the same level for me, you know? I don't want to say which is bigger, which isn't. And now there's the Mandela Effect, which is, for me, showing me something supernatural happening even more than the Flat Earth has. It's like all of these things are so tied together. And then the lucid dreams. I mean, it's just – I don't know. I don't know how you can't want to look into it. I can understand people want to spend 80% on this topic and then, you know, 10-10 or whatever. But the people that just stay 100% one way and they say, this is stupid, that's stupid. Well, you know what? You're stupid because you're narrow-minded and you're ignorant.
Yeah, you have to put the pieces of the puzzle together. Even some stuff that may have been proven to be untrue and you dug into it, you're still helping to eliminate by proxy of elimination. So you have to be a jack of all trades to a certain extent. To a certain extent, that way you can weigh everything out and see the big picture of everything. I totally agree.
Well, what you just said is actually relates to 9/11 perfectly. You said sometimes you have to dig into what you already know is not true. And that is exactly what happened. And I dug into Judy Wood's stuff and her photos of the debris pile. And I knew her theory was already, because I had already had my two dealings with her and all the shit that got pulled. But I still went through her pictures. Then by going through her pictures, I was able to see, well, where the fuck is all the debris? And that took me in another direction, even though what she was putting out was BS. So sometimes you have to. You have to look at the sometimes you have to look at what the people that you might suspect – I don't want to label anybody anything, but people you might have suspicions of, sometimes you got to look at their stuff. You have to look at everything. Not absolutely everything, because it's just some outlandish shit. But, I mean, you got to give everything a thought at least, and anything that's a serious topic where a lot of people are talking about it. Like, what are you doing? Not looking into it. What's it gonna hurt if it's total bullshit? I mean, can you look at it for a day? If it's
You know what though? They think that they're above it. That's another thing in the truth community, is like, we're not gonna get tricked again, you know. So come on, I'm not gonna look into that. Look into it. It's fun. You're using your imagination, you're being creative, you're entertaining a new idea. And then lo and behold, just like Flat Earth, maybe it's true too. You know, especially if you're really opposed to it. That's probably the biggest indicator. If you're really opposed to looking at a new truth, a new supposed truth, well, it's probably because it's true. You know, it's hard to manifest that, though.
Yeah, I want to give a couple shout-outs real quick. I never really do that. I'm not going to do the whole thing, guys. I'm sorry. My show's on about running down the whole list, and I'm trying to keep it content-heavy. But I just want to say thank you for my mods for taking care of stuff. Thank you, Simone. Thank you, Glow. Thank you, everybody else that's here. and maybe later on we'll go through it all. If anybody wants to call, though, any of you guys can call in anytime. 978-435-0006, and we will have somebody drop that in the chat for you guys so you see it. Yeah, I just want to, you know, just say thank you to everybody. You know, I was going to get into a few things tonight. Joey, I don't know if you heard. I'm going to get into a little bit how the society is just basically, you know, lulled into this fear state that we're in. I'm going to get into that a little after. But I'm going to get into some new Mandela effects after. Some other things going on in that community. Some funny shit, too. There's some funny shit going on. But I want to get a little bit into the moon landing. Especially, I figure, you know, while you're here, you'd be somebody that would know a lot about that, I would assume. And, you know, the reason I want to bring it up is because, like I said, you guys know I talk about all the topics. Like, if this was just a Flat Earth show, I wouldn't bring up the moon landing right now because you guys would all know the deal. But this isn't. I have shows for everybody. And this is a really important thing that we can blast through in like 10 minutes and not, you know, disprove it or anything in 10 minutes, but at least make people think. I know for me, Joey, I don't know about for you, but all the things I've looked into personally, the moon landing and Sandy Hook were the two most obvious hoaxes that didn't take more than a weekend to realize that they were complete bullshit. Would you put the Apollo moon landing high up on that list of things that were, once you looked at them, I know you believed it for so long, but once you actually looked at it as a truth, would you agree that it was just absolute crap?
For Sandy Hook, you know, Sandy Hook, there's so many other ones too that are just like Sandy Hook to me, but for the moon landing, oh man, not only do I 100% agree, but also that's basically when I had to ask myself that question, could it possibly be flat and not a globe? I had to remind myself, wait a minute, the moon landing, I was absolutely convinced the moon landing was a hoax, right? Beyond a shadow of a doubt, I was already convinced, right? So I had to ask myself that question. Oh my God. And that picture they're showing us of the globe, you know, so it's the nail in the coffin. The if somebody believes in the moon landing, how in the heck are they going to believe the Earth is flat? How are they going to believe that? They're not going to be able to. Where's the moon? Exactly. Where's the flag and the buggy left behind? You know what I mean? They didn't do a good job, and you know all the ins and outs, and so do I. We can go to town on temperatures and no blast marks and everything, but come on. There's not even a buggy or a flag left. We have telescopes. We have zoom. We have a P1000 now. They can zoom in.
That's behind. That's another point I want to make is the deception about the distances that telescopes see and how the P900 totally disproves the distances that they're seeing into the sky. Now, you could obviously just take a telescope and, you know, go outside and compare it down on the ground and look at stuff. Yeah, I mean, you know, you're going to pick up more distortion and stuff, but you could still go down and see that it's not going to see trillions of miles, you know, like focus in on things trillions of miles away. So the thing with the moon and the telescope, like you're saying, is you take a telescope, nice telescope, whatever, and you zoom in on the moon and you can't see the crater. You can't see the, you know, the landing site and shit. You can see the craters or whatever they want you to see if whatever the moon is, okay? Now we have so we're told that these telescopes are also they're seeing the moon at 237,000 miles, all right? Never mind zooming in on stars trillions of miles. We'll get to that. But it's seeing stars, the moon, 237,000 miles away. It's zooming up this close. Well, now you take a $500 camera that has a great zoom, but it's only an 83x zoom. We're talking that should be like a couple hundred miles tops, okay? You take the camera and you zoom in on the moon, and what do you get, Joey? You get a shot very similar to the close-up of the telescope, don't you?
Exactly. You know, exactly. It's, I don't know how many miles it is, but it ain't no thousands. You know, it's a lot smaller. It's probably the same size as the sun. I mean, when we get to get that information and we can have that solid, wouldn't that be so cool to know how far it really is away?
I think it's less than a couple hundred miles away. That's my opinion. That's been my opinion for a couple of years. And I, like I always say, and this is fine, I can't prove that. I also think the moon isn't solid, but you know what? I can't prove it. My observations make me think that, but you know what? As much as I can't prove it, you can't prove that it is solid. So why can't we have the fucking discussion?
Amen.
We don't know shit. To think we know shit, I mean, we don't know shit. We're making huge progress. We know what they told us is all dog shit. It's all crap, okay? Everything they told us is all crap. All right, we know that. We know we're learning a lot. But to think in the 2, 3, 4 years that we've been flat Earth is 1 year for some people, whatever it is, to think in that amount of time that we're going to have everything figured out. No, it's okay to not know. And if we don't speculate, we're never going to make the progression. We're never going to put the pieces together. And we're never going to figure out what's going on up in the sky. Now, I know what's going on in the sky doesn't necessarily prove that the ground is flat, but it does debunk the globe in so many ways. It debunks the sun lighting the moon. It debunks this, that, and the other thing. And we want to put it all together. We want to know what causes the tides. Do we know? No. But we know it doesn't make any sense if it's the moon doing it, that it's not pulling the fresh water as well. You know what I mean? That doesn't make any sense.
And those are all good things to speculate on and ask questions about, because those will get us further too. But like you said, when people are actually arguing about that stuff, that's when it's like, that's what the powers that shouldn't be want us to do. You know what I mean? They want us doing that. Instead, I should say, oh, that's pretty cool, Brian. I never thought about that. I didn't ever think about how the moon never pulls fresh water. Yeah, you know, and that's it. You know, you don't have to say some stupid rhetorical comeback, you know. It's just always learn from each other. It's learn, teach, repeat. Learn, teach, repeat. And you, but by the way, brother, I wanted to say this before I forgot it. The other thing that was the most the thing that was the two most tremendous things that opened my eyes, it wasn't flat Earth, even though flat Earth is like, I'm a flat earther, right? That's what I call myself.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But the moon landing was one of them. And yeah, the other one was finding out about crisis actors, man. That scared me. I couldn't believe that. You know what I mean? People told me about it for a while. This is well into flat Earth, okay? I'm a flat earther, and I was like, I am not going to look into crisis actors. Come on, that's like ridiculous, you guys. We would be able to figure this out if there was crisis actors. And I'm a flat earther saying this stuff, brother. And no, lo and behold, I started, you know, looking at a few things, and I'm like, my God, this is crazy. That, to me, blew my mind. To this day, that's the biggest mind blower, that they actually – that means there's a real war going on. They have fake actors. You know what I mean?
I know. This is what I've been looking at since 2010. I mean, since, you know, all these events. I mean, that's what I've been looking into, you know, is the fake media, the CGI, the fake actors playing victims. I mean, that's what it's all about. You know, that's what woke me up. You know, it's 9/11. And then, you know, my progression through it, I know a lot of people are going to disagree on me, but I don't agree that 3,000 people there were killed. I believe that the whole thing was a hoax. And we don't have to agree on the numbers. You can believe 200 were killed.
I don't think anything that, because they know that they don't have to kill people. It's harder to kill people, and there might be some consequences for it.
Exactly.
So they just evacuate everybody.
Exactly.
You know, have a real implosion. You know, that really did happen, the implosion. Other than that, everything else was filmed ahead of time. Even the suicide jumpers. I was so surprised to find out the suicide jumpers were filmed ahead of time too. I'm like, Or just like what happens in Vegas.
I've been trying to tell people. Yeah. And I've been trying to tell people about the fake jumpers and everything since 2010, and people still don't want to hear it. That's why when I first started uploading shows to YouTube, me and James did a 9/11 show starting with the plane. So if you're already listening to my channel, you must know it's not 19 Muslims and all this. We're not going to go through that. But we would start with the planes, show you how the planes were fake, and we moved forward. And that was to bring in everybody from the Flat Earth and the Mandela communities that I had made friends with since my days on 9/11. And I think that's a really good show. So anybody that's listening right now that's curious, I actually have a 9/11. I put all as many 9/11 shows of mine that are up on my site that I could bring to YouTube. And they did flag a few for copyright, and then they did give me this 90-day ban the other day for one that's been up for like a month. But I've organized them all. They're all on one playlist, so I'll make sure I share them in the chat in a little bit. And that one show that me and James did is in that list, and it's also – you'll get all the links. They'll all be in the show description, and people will help out in the chat with the links. They're all on my main channel. You guys are listening to my backup channel right now. If you're watching this later, The Real News Online is my backup, so I can do live streams for 90 days. My main channel is Brian S. Stavely. So youtube.com/user/ and then The Real News Online or Brian S. Stavely. Those are my two channels. Make sure you sub them both. Yeah, Joey, so we were talking about the crisis actors. And the big thing for me is, yeah, exactly, Derek. He said Jonathan B. Exactly. He's paying attention to what I'm saying. He's good. He's one of my personal friends. He always pays attention to what I'm saying. Like, it's funny. It's funny, right, Joey? It's funny that somebody actually always pays attention to me. I find it funny because it's so odd.
Now, you know what, though, brother? Speaking of that, speaking of someone paying attention to you, you know, I do Flat Earth Lives on Facebook like almost every day, right? Probably every day. And people do pay attention to you though. And people call me out when I am a hypocrite or a liar. And it's like, it's a good thing because you're just like, you know, it's like eyes on you all the time. So it's kind of good. I use it as a benefit.
No, it is a good thing because you're an honest person. So if you get called out on something, you made a mistake, what you're going to do is you're going to look into it. You're going to correct it and then address it to everybody. And then you're going to move on because that's what I would do, you know? But that's why I have you on right now. If you weren't like that, I wouldn't have even asked you to call into the friggin' show tonight, you know? Because I want to have people on that I'm interested in. That's why, if you notice, the people that I've done the interviews, the My Awakening interviews, they're all people that look at various topics. None of them are one-topic people. That would bore the shit out of me. I don't want to hear about that. And those aren't the people that interest me. Now, I will try and sway those people to look into more things, but those aren't the people I'm going to feature in my interviews. I'm going to feature people that look into a lot of topics, but all have a various one that woke them up. And some of them are going to have the same, obviously. There's going to be a couple 9/11 people, a couple Flat Earth people, whatever it is, you know? But they all have different unique stories. And I think those are going really well, and I still need to get yours. I would like to do yours soon if you have time in the next upcoming week. That would be awesome, dude.
Yeah, anytime, brother, anytime, for sure. And you know what? It makes me think about when you're talking about these different truths, it's almost like being able to be multilingual where you can speak different languages because, you know, all these things are truths. And if you only
speak – they all have different words. There's all words that go with each one that you wouldn't hear in everyday lingo, right?
Exactly. You know, using the word thermite, for example, when you're talking about 9/11 or controlled demolition or the term pull it, you know, you have to train your brain towards that. And then you have to forget a little bit of that information and go to something else and then be able to recall upon it. And it
thermite, phantom organa, fucking residue. Like you have there's terms for everything. All the big topics, you know. You're looking into vaccines. You want to know the ingredients in the vaccines that you're trying to educate people about. Because if they ask you, you got to know all the big words and all the big names. You know what I mean?
Hey, Brian, I don't want to talk about this on your show, but because it's not a good topic. But I got the code for it. You have to know what Zyklon B is, and you have to know that it's for lice.
What about it?
Zyklon B. It's for
that's
lice.
What they. Use. Oh, really? And that's what they said they used at the gas chambers, right? Yeah, we'll just leave it for later until my band's over because I already know.
I know how to do it. I've been banned too, brother. I know what's up. I'm just saying Zyklon B kills lice. But, you know, they lie about everything and nobody dies in these things, which is the nice news for us truthers to know. But, you know, they're able to perpetuate their agendas via fear.
And that's the fucking point, dude. Is like it doesn't matter that, like you said, okay, is something I always say about killing people. It's so much easier to fake killing 3,000 people because the consequences are going to be way lower. And not just the consequences. Think about getting the participation and getting people to participate, saying, "Oh, you're gonna do this. We're gonna buy you a house, your promotion, yada yada yada." But 3,000 Americans, including cops and firefighters, are gonna die. 95% of those agents, whether they're the fucking CIA, whatever they are, they're gonna say no. They're good people, most people, man. I don't give a fuck if you think all the people in the government are bad scientists, teachers. That's not the truth. These people are just indoctrinated.
They are us. They are us. That's what we got to stop talking about people. They're us. It's the entity of the government. It's not the government employees. It's not the police officers themselves. Yeah. It's that entity. All those people behind that, they're like in Star Wars, those guys behind those white – what are they called?
Yeah. Which guys in the Star Wars?
They're basically stormtroopers. Yeah, that's it. You know what I mean? They know not.
Yeah, no, they don't. They don't, and that's the thing is so if you ask, you know, if you ask 100 agents to be involved in say 9/11 or something like that, and you're gonna kill 3,000 people, they're almost all gonna say no. But then you tell them, listen, nobody as fucked up as it is that people in other countries might get killed for it, or we don't even know how legitimate the wars are, but let's just assume that they're what they say and people are getting fucked up in other countries for it. Okay, that's still messed up. But if you're going to tell these people, we're going to give you the promotion, the compensation, yada, 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 no Americans are going to die. Nobody's even going to get hurt. Nobody's going to be in there. Well, then that 5% that was going to go along is going to go. And then you don't have to worry about whistleblowers because the chance of somebody whistleblowing when nobody really died is going to be so small where if these people have the guilt of 3,000 deaths on their shoulders, and then you have to deal with real families if you kill real people. It's like everything is actually way harder to do if you actually kill the people.
Amen. Exactly. It's a smart strategy. Just fake it all. And people always wonder too, because, you know, there's a lot of good truthers that make some really good content videos where they prove beyond the shadow of a doubt that the, like, let's say the Vegas shooting where the guy that committed suicide shot himself twice in the head, right? And, you know, you have these truthers showing, like, come on, there'd be splattered blood, not a nice little pool. And people always wonder, why don't they do it more realistic looking? Well, the reason why is because they need us to see what looks, you know, we're not, the average Joe isn't a truther. They need to see what looks like a story. Oh, that looks like someone's dead. There's a gun there. There's a pool of blood, and he's laying there with the suicide note. That's good enough for them. So people think, who are awake, they're thinking, how ridiculous must you be to fall for that? But actually, on the contrary, that's what the sheep need to see in order for them to believe it.
Exactly the same thing with NASA as well. And that's why, to this day, I will still say the same thing, and I'll disagree with most flat earthers. And people I respect a lot, and I just have a different opinion on something. People's channels I respect a lot will tell you that the, you know, we see all these glitches, like the augmented reality glitches, the CGI glitches on the ISS. We see them because they're filming it, they're doing it live, and they're doing these edits and stuff on the fly because that's possible now. Now let's stop for 1 minute. Why the hell would any scene on the ISS ever need to be filmed live any more than a fake 9/11 video? You're just going to slap it with a live banner and tell people it's live. It's in outer space, allegedly. Nobody's going to see if you're not really filming it live. The only thing you would ever need to do live, maybe, is something around the launch. And then it just goes to complete CGI once you're in space. They would never give you live video from the ISS with errors in it that was going to expose it. That stuff makes it to post edit. Those mistakes are left in, and they're left in on purpose to gauge people like us to see, because the regular people that we talked about that you brought up a minute ago, they are not going to see. You can show, we show them these glitches all the time. They don't, it's just, okay, so they're going to be deceived by it, just like what you were just saying on the other topic. I think it was 9/11. They're going to be deceived by it. We're going to see it, and then what are we going to do? We're going to come on YouTube, Facebook, Google. They're going to monitor everything we say, and it helps them plan their next event, and they see where they can set the bar to progressively keep their fear going and keep their hoaxes going and to know where to keep the balance. And as we awaken, we have to, you know, play with that bar, whichever way it is, you know, they're going to have to adjust. And we're forcing their hand right now is what we're doing. That's why I think, you know, with Project Bluebeam, for instance, let's talk about that for a minute. Project Bluebeam, you know, a lot of people, if you don't know what it is, my non-NASA research is out there. It's what people think will be a faked alien invasion, possibly even a faked second coming of Jesus Christ using projection technology, holograms like. And it's not even hard to believe that they could do that because that technology certainly exists. My problem is if we don't get to the – we're getting to the tipping point, but if we don't get there, let's say in 5 or 6 years, we might be in trouble because then this technology is going to be so believable that everybody's just going to buy into it. So we got them. That's their last card, I think. I think their last two cards are Project Bluebeam and then fake a second coming of Jesus to make everybody fall back under one religion and a false.
Incorporate 5G into that. There you go.
Yeah, so I think before that stuff gets too advanced, we need to force their hand. We need to get to that tipping point, you know. And we're making big strides, especially in the last, like, 2 years. I mean, flat Earth has blown up. The Mandela effect in the last, like, year, especially the last, like, 4 or 5 months, blown up. 9/11 since, you know, the last 7, 8 years, at least for me, you know, I don't know about everybody else, but it's just a lot more people are just seeing that it's, you know, total lies. The moon hoax, I don't know what's taking people so long. I mean, that's been since 1969. You know, things are different back in the day. They don't have internet, for one, to research. I mean, they have books and shit, but all those books are going to be controlled. Now, we know the internet is controlled to a point, but we can still connect with each other and have a legit conversation without somebody interfering with what's coming out of my mouth, out of your mouth. And back in the day, you couldn't do that. You'd have to meet people in person, and it's a lot different now. So we do have – They have a lot of more monitoring and stuff with the technology, but at the same time, we flip it on them. And we have to use their tools. We have to use their system. That's why I'm still on YouTube right now. We have to. I don't have to. I could still do it just on my site. But if I want more numbers, I got to come in here and I do what I can do. And if shit happens, my shows are always going to be on my site. You know what I mean? They're never going to go down.
Yeah, we have to use their technology because it's a beautiful technology.
Yeah, and you know, it seems like everything gets to a point where it gets real big and then it goes to shit. You know, it gets bought out, it gets censored, you know, so we know that YouTube isn't going to be here for another 6-7 years for us to be posting content. We might have a year or two, and then we know we got to move to the next platform, but we know after 2 or 3, 4 years, we're going to have to move again. We went from MySpace to Facebook and then Twitter. It's, you know, it's just how it is. That's just the way it is, because once things get too big, they get bought out, they get monitored, and then that's it. It's not like this small community, but if that's where you want people to hear you, then you got to kind of deal with it, you know? But there's definite straight-up censorship. I didn't do anything to deserve that's straight-up banning my freedom of speech. It really is. I don't know how else you could look at it.
Brian, what do you think about Kentros, and speaking of Project Bluebeam,
Yeah. I believe that the barium and the strontium and the aluminum, I've always believed the main agenda of chemtrails, and I'll get to three of them real quick because I have a new one now. I've always believed the main agenda of chemtrails were to mask things in the sky, like the sun or the moon at certain times. They don't want you to see it, or other celestial events. Main agenda, not the Alex Jones agenda where the whole alternative media tells you it's to poison you and kill you. And I'm not saying they care about us like we already know, but we are worth more to them alive because we run their system that manner. Well, why would they put it in the air? They're not going to wear gas masks. Why don't they just put it in the water and not drink from that water? It just doesn't make sense to be put in there. I think that's a diversion for you not to realize it's, you know, again, that got you looking down, you should be looking up, and it's blocking you from seeing things in the sky. It can lay a perfect surface to project things on. So, you know, my opinion, some of the stuff in the sky might be projected already. So Project Bluebeam might already be going on, not even with the alien invasion pod, but there might already be some of that going on. Maybe there's not, you know, but when it does come, that would definitely aid in it. And now with my further research into the Mandela effect, collective consciousness and all that, I think that the metals that they're spraying are blocking, not successfully, but they're trying to block our collective consciousness and our energies from feeding off each other and possibly feeding off and having that type of connection with the sun. And I think that they're clouding this whole, you know, making all this interference with that. And I know that's a theory and I can't prove that right now, but man, I'm telling you, it just all fits together for me. And that's what I believe, you know, that's my thoughts on chemtrails. My quick fucking rant.
Love it.
My quick rant. So what I'm going to do, Joey, if you don't care, I'm going to take one break. I need to get a drink and go to the bathroom real quick. So we're going to play a song real quick and we'll come right back after the song. You cool with that?
Chew.
All right, brother. We'll play a little Payday Monsanto, and I'll see you guys in about, I don't know, once this video loads, but it should be about 4 minutes, I guess. All right, we'll be right back. You're listening to Dose of Reality Radio with Brian Stavely, Joey Rocha, and I will screen share this for you so you can see the video. That would help. Sorry about that, guys. I didn't have it ready, but okay, it's ready now. It's just buffering. Be right back, guys. 4 minutes.
A child's happiness is priceless, especially on a birthday.
A child's happiness is priceless, especially on a birthday.
A child's happiness is priceless, especially on a birthday.
A child's happiness is priceless, especially on a birthday.
Well, child's happiness is priceless, right? Especially on a birthday.
Snap the fuck out of your trance. Turn off your television. Pull up your motherfucking pants. Shit is about to get enhanced. The music's about to begin. You better get ready to dance. Snap the fuck out of your dream. Don't believe a goddamn thing you see on that screen. Shit is way beyond obscene. Warriors are gathering, getting ready to intervene. A funny thing happened on the way to the moon. They forgot the melody, so they made up a new tune. NASA was laughing their asses off at the buffoons, watching this shit thinking it's real when it was just a cartoon. All that shit collapses right in front of your face, the moment you cannot see the stars from outer space. I will have any astronaut's forehead wrinkling when I ask why there's not a solitary star twinkling. Man lands on the moon, what the fuck you thinking? Who the fuck you think you're fooling? What the fuck have you been drinking? No wonder why you're scared to put your hand to God. Not a single speck of moon dust on your landing pod. There's not a bigger bullshit fairy tale that you could cobble. You forgot the burn crater underneath the lunar module. Snap the fuck out of your trance. Turn off your television. Pull up your motherfucking pants. Shit is about to get enhanced. The music's about to begin. You better get ready to dance. Snap the fuck out of your dream. Don't believe a goddamn thing you see on that screen. Shit is way beyond obscene. Warriors are gathering, getting ready to intervene. The very people who've lied to you about their lunar landing have given the whole planet an uber misunderstanding. Circusy clowns nervously frown when you point out the computer-generated image of Earth that is perfectly round. We searched and we found all of these anomalies. When you put them together, it's a comedy. The exaggerated nervia, using a fisheye lens just to fabricate the curvature. Half these so-called astronauts don't know what space is. You can see the duping delight on their Freemasonic faces. They are light years from logical. Is it oblate? Is it pear-shaped? It's absolutely comical. They can't seem to make up their mind. They're thinking you're blind. You know what? They're motherfucking right, so I gotta tell you one more time. The fuck out of your trance. Turn off your television. Pull up your motherfucking pants. Shit is about to get enhanced. The music's about to begin. You better get ready to dance. Snap the fuck out of your dream. Don't believe what you see on that screen. Shit is way beyond obscene. Warriors are gathering, getting ready to intervene. Is it flat or is it round? If you're looking for the truth, it shall be found. Is it a disc? Is it a sphere? Do you really think the answer is that clear?
And once you go flat, there's no going back. Once you've seen the evidence, once you know that the Earth is flat, like you said, people believe they're on a spinning ball. I don't believe I'm on a flat, motionless plane. I'm aware that I'm on a flat, motionless plane. I've seen the evidence. I've debunked all the supposed proofs I was taught in school that I'm on a spinning ball. So it's not a belief-based thing. It's an evidence-based thing. They claim that they're doing science with a capital S at NASA, but they're really doing capital P pseudo-science and indoctrinating you into a bunch of excuses like perspicular rays to tell you why the sun is clearly just above the clouds and not 93 million miles away. You know, they tell you the Earth's leaning back 23.5 degrees.
All right, everybody. Thank you for sticking with us during the brief break. Let me just make sure I got my camera back to the way I want it. Okay, I'm back on. Let me just check the what's up, man? I'm see if I make sure I'm still people on Facebook, let me know if I'm still screen sharing, like the Google Hangout, just to make sure. So I want to make sure you guys see Joey's face too. But if not, sorry, guys, the Facebook, you guys, that is my backup plan. So if it isn't showing both of us on video, just come over to the YouTube channel and make sure you sub it, all right? I'm over on the YouTube channel. That's where we're paying attention to the chat mostly, and we're taking questions from the chat, but I appreciate all you guys, and this is why I'm trying to do it. If the camera isn't displaying there, it's because the show dropped once, and I forgot to turn the the screen share back on, and I don't see the option right now as it's already running, so I'm not going to touch it because I know you guys hear us both, and I know you see me. So we're good. No, they said our audio and visuals both clear and fine on Facebook. Awesome. Awesome. Joey, you know, I got some notes and stuff I still want to get into, but I've been doing a lot of talking. Did you have anything you wanted to bring up before we keep going, or you just here for the ride, or what?
I'm here. I'm just one of you guys, brother. I love coming on your show and that opportunity to get But I just want to say one more time what you said in the beginning of the show about everyone just getting along. We have the numbers to win. Brother, I think that's the home run message of this show so far, brother. If we could do that, you're absolutely right. We would have won this thing or been real close. So I love that message. But no, brother, nothing else I wanted to say. Yeah, oh, yeah, sub to Brother Brian, sub to his channel. He's a veteran, been doing this forever, and there's a lot to learn from him. So anybody who's a fan of mine, I don't have my own YouTube. I'm not going to have my own. But every once in a while, if I'm lucky, Brian will have me on his show. So just sub on here.
Yeah. Hey, let's talk about Facebook for a minute because you do the Facebook videos. I've been doing the YouTube not long, but I'm starting to get the hang of it. And then I obviously get the little setback here. But, you know, all they did is they drove up my subscriber base by doing that. So many people showed support and came and subbed this backup channel. Within 48 hours, 80 people subbed my backup channel. Like, that's good, and that's why we still have a lot of viewers tonight. And, you know, hundreds of people will see it after it's uploaded. But, you know, having 13 live in the chat, we were having 24, 25 already after, like, three live shows, which isn't bad. What type of numbers are you getting on Facebook? I'm just curious because I think it's beneficial to do both. That's why I'm doing both right now, because there are some people that are more exclusive to one or the other, as we know. What type of numbers do you get for live shows?
I'm really, really, really glad you asked that, because I do have a YouTube account, but I think I have, like, 100 or less subs. I don't know how many subs I have, but it's very, very small amount of subs. And I, you know, the total of all my videos I have just like a few hundred views, right? So I didn't really do anything on YouTube. And I was the same person with the same personality. I went to Facebook and did it. And I have a lot of videos with well over 100,000 views. A lot of videos with, you know, 5,000 views, 27,000, 50,000. And it's because Facebook, the Facebook Live option, it interrupts people when they're doing their daily stuff without them having to even be notified. Yep. And it's got this algorithm that uses this thing called ticker. And the more people that start getting comments or liking it or something like that, it blows up. And I started using Facebook Live for that reason, because I figure I don't have everything to say, but what I do want to say, I want it to be heard. I want my platform to be heard. And on Facebook Live, like just yesterday, I did a I have a Flat Earth t-shirt clothing store here in Maui, right? So I brought my camera to work with me, and I did Facebook Live. And that video got 13,000 views. But if I had done it on YouTube, it probably would have maybe gotten 50 views. So the reason why I use Facebook is because it's real easy, and I get a lot of views.
That's good. That's awesome. I saw that you asked the chat about the dome. I'm just looking at Aura at the chat real quick right now. That you're a dome believer and you wanted to know what about the chat. And I would like to tell you this, that I believe there is a firmament. I know I'm not at the point of proving it, but we have strong hints of it with things like rainbows, sun dogs, some other stuff that me and Paul are going to be talking about soon, having to do with light and stuff like that. He presented some really interesting stuff to me that he's putting together. I also think it's possible that the stars could be in or attached to the firmament, and the firmament itself is what's spinning. I think that is might be spinning, and that's causing us energy on the Earth as well.
You got it, and we do have proof that there's a dome. We do, because, I mean, and I agree with you that they're attached, just like the Bible and all the other ancients said, they're attached to the dome, and that's what's turning, creating this electromagnetism with the North Pole in the middle. But we do have proof, besides just rainbows and sun dogs and atmosphere, lightning, if you study the science of lightning actually strikes upwards. We think it comes down. So we know that. So let's think about this. Two things. If there was no dome, first of all, NASA would be right. Space would be infinite. And all of our ancestors would be wrong. But if there was no such thing as a dome, a vast solid expanse, then we would never hear that noise called thunder, that delayed reverberation in a localized area that takes about 10 to 15 seconds, because it's bouncing off as an echo. Lightning and thunder is our biggest flat Earth dome proofs, and it's proving that there's something up there that's vast.
You can really hear it echo. It's like what it's echoing, and rainbows too, because you can be out in your yard, and I know you know this, Joey, but you can be out in your yard, guys, and you have the sprinkler on, and you can even unintentionally, you'll create a rainbow because you just have the water running. Now, if you go in the house and you run the water, you could even bring a sprinkler in your garage or whatever you want to do, in your kitchen with a sink, whatever, no matter what you do, you're never going to create that rainbow without a mirror. So what's the mirror outside? What is that reflective surface? Now, I know people can say it's the atmosphere, but if it's the atmosphere and we know the atmosphere is moving and changing, how does the rainbow stay so symmetrical?
The atmosphere is in your house too. Whenever you're trying to look for that rainbow, the atmosphere is basically every single thing that's in the air. We just call it ether, atmosphere, whatever we want to call it. So if you cannot reproduce a rainbow indoors without the use of a mirror or a prism, and you need one outdoors, that's telling you that there's some type of mirror or prism that's out there. That's a strong, strong proof too. And it's in the same shape as the dome is. It shows you the shape of it.
Yeah, it really does. It's like, I know that sounds like, oh, that's just too basic. But I mean, when you really want to get down to it, if we're going to talk about it, we're going to tell you that it's also shaped like a dome. I mean,
well, that's pretty, what all of our ancestors said. You know what I mean? It's not just in the Bible. It's the Mayans said it, the Egyptians, the Vedics. Everybody said there was a dome. It was a flat, motionless dome encapsulated aquaponics terrarium, basically, whatever you want to call it. But that's the realm that we live on. So yeah, there's a dome. We have proof for it. And, you know, it's just, it's really embarrassing for some people in the truth community to talk about it because they feel like they don't have substantial evidence for it. And I get that. But the dome, you know, all of our ancestors said there was a dome and we had proof for it. There's a dome.
Yeah. And I believe there is too. And a lot of things are telling me that. And, you know, I but to me, you know, when I'm trying to, you know, prove flat earth to somebody that isn't a flat earther, then, you know, I stay away from.
Oh, me too, brother.
The dome, and I stay away from what's Pat, what is it?
I'm all motionless and flat.
Past Antarctica. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Flat as far as we can see and as far as we can access. That's what I'll tell them because
Amen.
I don't know what happened after Antarctica. I don't know if there's more land, if it keeps going, and for all we know, the shape could change at that point. But wherever we see and all the water that we know, and water always lies level, now there could be different shaped land past Antarctica and no water to disprove it. Like, you know, it could just be odd shaped land. So I can't say the entire thing is flat, but anywhere we inhabit, it's flat. It's motionless. It doesn't move. It doesn't spin. Pilots don't account for curvature. I mean, that's the biggest one for me, man. It's like, you know, besides, you know, the beginning stuff with the moon and then realizing all the pictures from space are fake and all that. But when you're looking at the proofs, it's like, okay, so pilots fly around this ball. They don't make any adjustment for the curve. So how do they not just end up in outer space? Cause they would keep gaining altitude if they don't dip the nose down. And then on top of that, you're telling me this ball spinning up to 1,038 miles an hour, west to east. And this pilots that are going to land like north and south and all different directions. And they're going to touch down on a runway coming at them 1,000 miles an hour sideways. Well, they're coming in for their landing doing like 200 miles an hour, whatever they're doing. Like, that's just ludicrous. Nobody would even attempt to do that. Maybe the best stunt pilot in the world could do it. I don't know. But they also train you to fly over as if it's a non-rotating stationary Earth. Well, that's exactly what it is. Like, it's such a mind game that they play with people. It's like people that they'll put a red convertible in space with a fucking mannequin in it. The tires don't even pop or get burnt up. The paint, the glass, it's just chilling in outer space with a mannequin in it. And it's just flying by this fake Earth and it's just doing all types of crazy shit. And people still believe it. And it's like even people that won't look into anything for me, I'll show them that. And I'll even get a lot of them to be, yeah, that doesn't look real. But then they'll tell you that it is real. Just because it has to be real. Like, to them, it can't be a lie, even though they know it looks fake. And they'll admit it. Hey, that doesn't look real. How is that? But that's real because it's NASA. They're the good guys with the white lab coats. And people don't even realize that they're part of the Department of Defense. They think that these are just, like, these great scientists. Like, these people are part of the military deceiving you, enslaving mankind. And like George Carlin said, NASA is a bunch of social criminals. Like, he nailed it. Now, you know, I never looked into George Carlin, and I don't know if he's 100% legit or not. His stuff seemed pretty point on. And at least with NASA, him calling them social criminals, man, I mean, that is the perfect definition for them. I don't think he knew to what extent when he said that. He was talking more about fake moon landing and spending all our money on bullshit space missions, probably not flat Earth. But they, the flat Earth, and then brainwashing everybody, enslaving them, indoctrinating us with NASA, Disney, the media, all these people. I mean, it's crazy, man. It's so hard to see people that don't see it and don't even, no matter how, because you know me, you, other people, we know how to break it down to people. And the people that still aren't receptive to it at all, it's just so frustrating.
Then there's a lot of, there's, I mean, almost everything's a lie. I can just pretty much say everything's a lie, but, you know, basically everything's a lie. The only thing that aren't lies are the things that they need us to go along with, you know. Nixon said it best, the American public won't believe anything until they see it on TV first. You know, they tricked us with a moon landing on TV, 9/11 on TV, everything on TV, you know, and hopefully all truthers boycott TV and don't watch TV unless it's for, you know, educational purposes, see what they're trying to do to us. That's one thing I try to tell all the truthers too, is a lot of truthers still watch TV. We need to stop watching it for entertainment. Go on. If you have time, go make your own YouTube channel, you know, research.
Yeah, bro. I don't do it. I don't watch TV. I got rid of my cable in like, you know, about after 2 years being into 9/11, I was probably done with it. Like 2012. I started in 2010. By 2012, I was completely done with it. and I literally don't watch any TV. My family that I live with now, like sometimes, you know, it'll be on in the living room and I still almost never watch it. I've watched probably 2 Red Sox games all year and they have it on every day. And I used to be into the sports, the video games. Now it's all my time. It's just, there's always something to learn. There's always people to talk to. And then there's other things that I go through, like with the Mandela effect. And I know a lot of people in the Mandela effect community can relate to this. There's different stresses from different topics. Like, okay, you learn about flat earth, for instance. It's like the biggest thing to hit you. And if you might want to crawl in a hole a little bit, really do your research before you even tell anybody about it. You know what I mean? 9/11, you can want to tell people about it right away, but then your opinion keeps changing because you keep rolling through all the different levels of deception and the gatekeepers and the different evidence. Everything's different with the Mandela effect. It's having a really personal experience for a lot of people, and a lot of people are really scared because things are changing around them. There's no fucking logical explanation for it. Now, we know that everything science tells us is bullshit. We also know they love to play God, and I shouldn't say we know, but this is my opinion. And I also know that, you know, if there's anything supernatural or a hint of a creator or some type of thing they can't explain, they're going to come up with a formula to explain it. You know what I mean? That's just what they do. That's what they do. So for the Mandela effect, it's really hard for people to have people to talk to about what they're going through. And that's why I think some of these shows with those types of people are really good too, because I have some really deep conversations with some people that are going through some shit, man. Like, there's people around them that don't even seem like they're the same people. People's personalities are just totally off. Like, it's just, it's a lot of weird stuff going on. And when people have personal things in their life change, it's pretty crazy. Like, it's a lot different than having some media change or a historical event, which is huge. Geography, continents are in different places. It's just crazy, man. And I've been able to handle it because, you know, I wanted to tell everybody this at the top of the show. I'm glad I remembered now. But guys, we're not cursed by this stuff. We're blessed. We're chosen to do this. Yep. This is what we're here for, man. You know? And the fact that we see these things, I'm not going to say don't be scared. We're all scared. I was fucking terrified when I first realized that they lied to us about what happened at 9/11. You know, like I was, man, I don't even know how to say it, bro. I was terrified. You know, I was so shook to think that the government could do that. And like we talked about, that's not really what they did. But to think that they could pull off whatever they pulled off and that lie and pass that off to everybody was just like the biggest thing for me. And luckily I met up with James and Justin, my co-hosts. I had them to talk to. They were very, I mean, at that time talking about no planes in 2010, I mean, there was like a, you could count on one hand the people I could talk to, like anywhere. Like it was hard. And a lot of Mandela effect.
When I found out about 9/11, you know how I'm an outspoken flat earther, right? Big time. When I found out about 9/11, I tried to be outspoken about it. Brother, there was people who wanted to fight me, man. Like, they literally were ready to fight me, calling me. I was like, okay, I dropped 9/11. I mean, now it's okay, but I remember the beginning. Wow, people were actually physically aggressive, brother. That was a trip.
And to think how far I take it, and back at that time 8 years ago, you know that I ran into a lot of that. You know, like,
I only did that once or twice, and I just said, never mind.
I did it as much as you do the flat earth on Facebook. I was doing the 9/11. I do the 9/11 more than you see me doing stuff now. Like, I was so deep into that. Like, you know what I mean? Like, literally, you could pull out any piece of footage and I could probably tell you who the alleged videographer was. Like, it's to that level. You know what I mean? Like,
it's
crazy. It's such a rabbit hole and such a deception. And that really, you know,
we don't know. You know what I mean? There's so much that we know we don't have time to imagine. I mean, they're doing stuff to us right now that we're probably going to go, oh my God, they got me again. You know, they got me. Look at women's beauty products. There's aborted feces inside there. You know, it's like.
Yeah, I've heard about that. It's crazy. And the women, you guys don't need the beauty products. I mean, maybe a little bit. Use a little here and there. Or for a wedding or a special event. But you don't need to put that shit and cake it all over your face every day. You know what I mean? If you want to take care of your hair and your nails, whatever. But don't be like, you know, people look like fucking clowns. That's not attractive. Nobody wants to see that. I don't. At least I don't, you know. That's not what I'm looking for.
Yeah, just be natural. Get sunshine. Use apple cider vinegar on your hair and your skin. It'll be natural and nice and beautiful. And eat healthy. Eat raw. Go raw. Super healthy diet.
Yeah. I want to bring up a point of a conversation I had with a friend. I don't know if she wants me to say her name. She probably won't care, but I know she's listening. But I'll not use her name for now. We had a conversation like 2 nights ago, and she was telling me about a video of a guy that was saying, and I'm going to just preface it with I disagree with this, you know, so just let me finish. Not that you would interrupt me, but I'm so used to saying that to people. So I'm like, she's like, yeah, there's this guy who's saying that you can't question 9/11. If you do that, they're going to snatch you up and kill you if you're in Europe and you do that. I'm like, that is just not true. I'm like, I have mad friends in all parts of Europe and they question 9/11, flat earth, all this stuff. Like, I'm sure it's frowned upon and people will look down on you, but they're not going to just snatch you up and killing you for questioning it. I'm like, that's just, you know, that's fear propaganda. And I'm like, you know, it's like, and then they have, because of these types of stories, which is bullshit, you know, we know that they're not doing that, Joey. But they'll do other things like censor our YouTube channels. You know, they're not going to just snatch people up because all that's going to do is give you credibility to what you were saying. And it's going to cause an investigation. And then the stuff you were saying is going to be brought to light more and more and more. Because you got to remember, the people are indoctrinated, the media is controlled, right? But every reporter in the media isn't in on this either. They're also indoctrinated. So to a point, you got to realize that a local media station is going to do some investigating into a story. So if you disappear, if I disappear from Lowell, the Lowell Sun reporters and the Boston Globe, they are going to look into what happened with me. And if there is some stuff going on, they're not going to realize they're like calling out the government on a big conspiracy, but they're going to say what I was into. And like that's the type of attention these people don't want. So they're not just snatching up truthers to do that. And they have lulled everybody into this fear state that that's what they do. And this happened on 9/11 because they did fake shit like this. They faked Danny Jawenko's death, who was a 9/11 truther. And they faked the car crash of his, just like they faked that kid Ryan, whatever the hell his name is. You know who I'm talking about? I forget his name. He did one of them MTV shows. Was it Ryan Dunn or something? It looks real suspicious.
I know who you're talking about. I can't think of his last name. I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, I think it's Ryan Dunn, but I might be totally wrong with the name. But Danny Jawenko, yeah, they acted like he had this car crash and shit. And it was fake. And then you had Luke Radowski with his fake encounters with the police, like outside the Federal Reserve. And you have like Officer Sergeant. What the fuck is his name? I know his name. Anyways, he's Lieutenant, but his name's not important. But he was the one out in California that back in like 2011 was supposedly spraying all the like Occupy type protesters with pepper spray, but it wasn't even pepper spray. It was just colored water, and it wasn't having any effect.
And they do that to scare away people from potentially protesting and from people potentially going on video because like, oh no, that could really happen. I don't want it to be me.
Exactly.
But it really doesn't happen. I mean, I'm an average Joe, and I've been doing it out of my house for years. They're not doing nothing. I've never gotten a single threat, so it's the fear. You're right, brother.
No, it is the fear. And then what I want to do is I'm going to bring up a clip that I really need to bring up. What it is – hold on. So what they did also is they try and make you look absolutely crazy. And we know that. I mean, that's not a secret. Let me just bring up my little show prep list. Sorry, this is going to take me a second.
Hey, Brother Brian. Right. Also, just real quickly while you're getting that done. When I came on your show, I thought it was going to be a little bit earlier. So I have to put my daughter to sleep because it's past her bedtime over here in Hawaii. But I am so glad I got to come on your show for a little bit, brother.
No, I appreciate it. I'm probably only going to go like another half hour anyway. So
I'll still be listening. I'm still listening in the chat. I just got to – you can't see my daughter. She's asleep on my lap right now.
No, I appreciate it, and I know it's getting late. So I thank you for coming on. I know I just pretty much asked you last minute to call in, and you said yeah.
No, thank you, brother. I'll be on your show anytime. I'm a huge fan of yours. I'm subscribed to you. I'm always going to be either in the chat room or if you would like me to come on as a co-host anytime, brother, I'm always here.
All right, awesome. Thank you for coming on. I appreciate
it. Aloha, Brother Brian. Aloha, chat room.
Joey, can you throw your links, any links you want in the chat before you get off, or you want to just take care of that later?
Yeah, put it in the comments. My name is spelled Joey like a baby kangaroo, Joey, and then Rocha like a cockroach, R-O-C-H-A. So Joey Rocha, if you want to find me on Facebook, I go there all the time. And that's pretty much it, Brother Brian. That's all where I go is on Facebook.
All right, brother. Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you for coming on and Go take care of your daughter, buddy, and I'll talk to you later.
All right. Aloha, brother. Aloha, Truth Community.
Thank you. Thank you. All right, guys, you just heard from Joey. Joey's really good flat earther, really good truth all around. He's got a lot of different other ideas, too, that I really like. And we talked about them before. And, yeah, it's really good to have people like that on because he's a really positive guy. He's not into any of the drama or anything. Like, he's always got a positive message in all the chat rooms and stuff. And that's the type of message we're trying to have right here. I wanted to talk a little bit more. We were talking about how they lull people to sleep with their fake fear. And we talked about how they try and discourage people from protesting and putting stuff on YouTube and, you know, with the fake pepper spray and these types of fake arrests, fake car accidents, the truth is and shit. There was also the Ace Baker fake suicide. Now, I've talked, if you've been following me a while, I'm sorry, you've heard this many times because we, you know, through the 9/11 shows. But for the people that don't know, now, you know, when you start to break down this system around us of control of the media and the psychological operations that they play on us, it's one thing they don't even want you to look at. It's the media fakery, okay? They can't have you believe they're faking them. They don't want you to look at fake footage. They don't want you to look at no planes on 9/11. So what they tried to do with no planes on 9/11 first is they tried to make everybody look crazy that was talking about it, and they tried to humiliate everybody, like with Alex Jones, Jason Burmese, all these loudmouth gatekeepers talking all types of crap. You could never talk about this stuff. So there was a guy, Ace Baker, who had, and I disagree with this theory, but he's close enough. He knows the plane's fake. He knows the plane's CGI, but he thinks it's the real tower of the plane. Composite in with the real tower, in my opinion. It's all CGI, close enough, okay? But Ace Baker, apparently somebody got to him or whatever, and he goes on Fetz's show, and you guys have heard me on Jim Fetz's show. You know, I've done 3 shows with him, 1 on his network, 2 on mine. Good shows. He was pretty irate the last one and hung up early because he was acting ignorant, honestly. So Ace Baker's on his show. And Ace Baker is one of the more well-known planers at the time, for sure. You know, there were just a few, 3 or 4 guys that people knew of, you know. And he's on Fetz's show, and he goes on there. He starts talking crazy, and he fakes his own suicide on the air. And I'm going to play that for you guys right now because I know not all of you have played that. You guys need to hear this. This is the type of stuff they would do to make no planers look crazy. This guy, and then he was fine after. Like, I don't know how much time went by because this happened before I was on the scene, like a year before. I don't know if like a week went by, a day or a month. It was known that he faked it. But Fetzer pretends that he had no idea and that he called California Highway Patrol, CHIPS. Fetzer lives in Minnesota. Ace Baker's in California. If he really thought this happened, wouldn't he just call 911? He's going to call California Highway. And, you know, I questioned him on it on the show. He did not like that. But, you know, I'm going to play it. Have a listen to this, okay? This is Ace Baker on the Fetzer show, faking his suicide to make no planers look crazy.
Well, it's really gross. And Chilltown and Fred.
Ace, I care so much about your work.
About me, and I can't take it anymore.
Ace, I care so much about your work.
Just stop doing 9/11.
Ace, look. People who are very, listen to me a second. People who are very original in the field are often not appreciated at the time. I have so much confidence in your work that it's a prominent part of the new book I'm editing on the 9/11 controversies. I feature you regularly on the program. I feature you.
Say my daughters, you know, girls, I love you. And I know that 9/11 has taken a lot of me away from you, and I'm sorry for that. And I hope that someday that you'll forgive me for that. And to my wife, Claire, I just want to say that I love you, and I'm sorry. I'm really sorry for everything. And to my parents, Mom, Dad, I miss you. And I want to come home.
Ace,
I want to come home.
We need you, Ace. We need you. I need you. The world needs you. These are temporary problems of innovators in their fields are frequently unappreciated. My God, Al Galileo was prosecuted by the church. Galileo, for God's sake.
I'm coming home.
Oh, man. And there it is, folks. I mean, he killed himself on the air. No one has a no planer. Comes on Fetz's show, gets a lot of exposure as the no plane is going to be on his show. They got all the 9/11 researchers listening. And then what's he do? He goes and acts a fool and blows his own brains out. And then it even comes out that he just faked it. So he looks even crazier. And this was, in my opinion, I know some people disagree, totally a concert, what do you call it? You know, a combined effort between these people here. You know, it really is. It really is. I don't know. Did anybody else have anything else you wanted me to get into tonight? Or I'm gonna wind the show down soon. I didn't have that many more points, but I'm glad I came on, and we're getting close to 2 hours. But I don't want to rip you guys off. I said I'd do a show. I got most of my points out. I am checking in on the chat. Here's another thing I wanted to bring up too, and I've made this point before. And you guys, I'm sorry. I know I make a lot of the same points sometimes, but you know they're good points. I think, of course, I think they are. They're my points, right? But let me put my camera back on for you guys. So with 9/11, with the flat Earth, with the moon landing, other events like this, Sandy Hook, you know, whatever. They don't care what conspiracy you believe. Like, they would rather have you believe the official story, 19 Muslims, lone gunmen, whatever it is, you know. But once you get past that, they already have the web set up for you of disinformation. They don't care if you believe 9/11's mini nukes, directed energy weapon, thermite, HAARP, whatever, as long as you think the event happened. Same thing with Apollo. They will try and tell you that the reason NASA's images are fake, and this is supposed truth, is they're all fake because they couldn't show you the real mission, but they really went and they did a secret space mission. This is how far people will go instead of accepting that it's fake. And it's like, they'll let you believe that. They'll be glad to let you believe that, because then you still think there's space, you think there's planets, you believe in their technology. They're lying to you, you believe, but they're still going to space. It's still a ball, right? That's how it is, man. That's how it is. I want to give a few shout-outs to a few channels tonight, too, before I get off. I want to thank Brian McFarlane for having me on. He didn't do a show this week, but he's had me on about 6 or 7 weeks in a row since I first went on. I've met a lot of good Mandela people there. Gloria, Teresa, that whole crowd of people. Nathaniel, I want to give a shout-out to his work and his Flickr page with tons of residue on it. I want to give a shout-out to Reality Residue Hunters for the Mandela Effect. Jason Christopher's channel, I have found in the last several weeks, has some really interesting videos. I find I resonate with him a lot. Always Moneybags is my favorite. I mean, he's just got the way he presents the Mandela Effect. It's the best. And, you know, if you guys are into that type of thing, make sure you sub him. Give a shout out to Paul Knight. I'm going to put his link in the description after. He started his YouTube a few weeks ago so he could, you know, join these hangouts with me, because he's been on 5 or 6 shows, so he could do the chat and everything. But now he's going to do his own content. He's done his first video today on Facebook. He was going to do a test, see if people are interested, and we were just going to do a quick chat. Ended up being like 2 hours. I mean, I left. I had to go to the baseball game. I don't know how much longer it went. I think it was winding down. I think it went about 2 hours. Really good. As you guys know, we all have our different thing. And he's really into the crystals and stuff, but his connections and what I've been researching with collective consciousness and the Mandela Effect, and this stuff is all tying in together, tying in with my thoughts on the sky and his new theory, which he's going to be presenting soon, which when he presented it to me today, he didn't even present it to me. He showed me what he had seen that made that trigger in his brain, and he showed me what he had seen. And I brought up the same points to him that he was thinking. I'm not going to say all of them. I'm not going to say I think exactly what he does. And this is his idea. But I'm just saying, it just resonated with me right away. And all these things just start to, they've been really piecing themselves together for the last few months. So make sure you subscribe him. If Gloria ever gets her shows up going, make sure you subscribe to her. I want to thank James. We always miss Justin. Justin was the man. If you guys don't know Justin, he passed away last year in January. He was my first co-host and my co-host all the way from 2010 up until when he passed. We always love Justin. I want to thank everybody that's come on. I want to thank Joey for coming on tonight. And, you know, I just read in the chat, they hate that the flat earth is entirely a Jesus fest. I don't ever mention Jesus, and I flat earth everybody, so it's not always like that, you know? You guys, I'm not going to butt in on the chat and the discussion right now. Just, you guys don't need to argue like that. It's just, some of you believe in God, some of you don't. It can still be flat with or without, you know? That's, you know. But I believe in a God, but I just don't make it a Jesus fest. That's all I'm saying. I believe there is a creator because I don't think it just came out of nowhere. That's what they want us to believe, you know? They want us to believe you're this random accident from this Big Bang. The flat earth, the evolution, and the Big Bang are all as intertwined as anything, even more than those other topics we all talked about, Mandela, flat earth, 9/11 being together. I mean, those three, evolution, the Big Bang, and the globe earth, all to take you away from the idea of a creator. And either if we don't believe in religion or a God, and I don't believe in organized religion, but I believe there's a creator. But even if I don't believe in that, you have to understand that these people do. The people that are manipulating you, they do. They go through great – well, think of the great lengths they go through to hide this, to pull this lie. I mean, we're talking all the billions, all the sealing off the borders, sealing off the upper edge, the flight routes, the GPS, the fucking fake satellites. Like, they go all out. So there's something going on there, you know? We don't have to have the same beliefs. I'm friends with people that – staunchly believe there's a God and flat earth is true because the Bible says so. I'm with no people that are atheists that think it's flat earth, and I know people that aren't sure. I know people that believe in a creator but don't believe in religion like myself, but I'm not religious, but I believe I'm more and more and more and more and more spiritual, and I've been waking up a lot lately. Like, you guys know I'm fairly awake or whatever the term. I don't like to woke and all this, you know, whatever, but I've been doing this a long time, but I feel in the last year especially, it's accelerating, and I'm noticing body changes too, and I know that's not the flat earth argument. That's more on the Mandela side, but let's be honest. People, organs are moving. Your rib cages have changed. Eye sockets, people have had with the shoulders changing, all types of soreness, all types of stuff goes on, and I've told people, and you can laugh at me for this right now. I don't care, but I'm becoming at least as good, if not better, with my left hand than my right, which is really weird. You know, like I'm able to do everything that I do now, and I feel more secure doing it like this and more precise. And then all of a sudden I'm typing like all these words a minute with two fingers when I've been a one finger typer my whole life. It's just, it's really weird, you know, and I'm glad I have people to talk to about this, and I have all you people, and let's all, you know, let's all be cool with each other. We can have different, like, I hate the idea of people think it's CERN causing the Mandela effect, for instance, right? But I love some of the people that think it. Like, there's some people like, you know, that have been on Brian's show, Cosmic Killjoy, Tom, these other people, they believe that. And I like them. We have good discussions, man. And it's great, you know, because what if I'm wrong? Or what if they're wrong? And then we have the discussion and then we figure it out. And if we're honest people, we put it together. That's all it is. But I'm going to close it out, guys. So I want to thank everybody for coming. And, you know, thank you for subbing the channel. And for anybody that's watching this not live, which will be most people that watch it, this aired on The Real News Online. The links will absolutely be in the show notes. Just make sure you look. That's well, you know it's on The Real News Online. Until it's mirrored, it's going to be up on my other channel, Brian S. Stavely. So youtube.com/user/BrianSStavely. I'll put it in the show notes. That's my main channel. I have like 70 videos. I've been doing shows nonstop now the last few months, like a few a week, all types of interviews, interviewing various researchers in the truth of community, getting their personal story. Those are all on my main channel. The channel you're watching live right now, though, is The Real News Online. If you watch it later and it's not on The Real News Online, please subscribe to my backup. The links for both channels will be in both versions of the video, which, you know, uploaded on both channels. But that is my main channel. This is my backup because I'm on a 90-day ban. I want to thank everybody that came. I want to thank everybody in the I want to thank everybody on the Facebook end that came, and I'm sorry we couldn't cover both chats at once. I couldn't even try to look at that, but I wanted to get this to go out to as large of an audience as possible. If you're on Facebook, I will come to the comment section after this airs. Just hang out. I'll come there and I'll drop the links to my two channels that are associated with the video that you just watched. Please subscribe. Thank you, everybody. I love you all. I will have a new interview probably within a couple days. I'm probably going to do Joey next. I have a couple other guys lined up, and my next regular show will probably be next Saturday, more than likely. It's probably what it's going to be. And I might throw something together with Paul or James before then, or maybe me and Gloria. I'm not sure. And I'm not sure what Brian's doing, but sub his channel. I'm on there just about every Friday night, Brian McFarland. Okay? I'll link it in the description. Thank you, everybody. And have a good night. And thank you for listening to Dose of Reality Radio with your host, Brian S. Stavely. Check out my website. All my content's always there, uncensored. Doesn't matter if YouTube takes this down. These shows are all there, too, in my archive. TheRealNewsOnline.com. Thank you, everybody. And we'll lead you out with a little ODD.
Do not consent to the wars you use to kill the poor. We do not consent to get taxes and mandatory vaccines. We do not.